You're listening to the audio production of Go Love Yourself by me, Zachary Levi, published by Harper Horizon and read by me, the author. A note before we begin. Don't forget to download the accompanying enhancement PDF from your audiobook provider. It contains daily prompts for journaling, reflecting, encouraging, self-acceptance, and personal growth. Every day has a unique set of questions. Check it out. Introduction. If you're looking for a book filled with super unrealistic positivity that only exists in a G-rated world, then close this book now and walk away. This book isn't for you. This book is for people who have been to hell and have the grit to keep moving forward despite their past trauma and struggles. I don't sugarcoat anything. I share everything, the good and the bad. This book is for people who know they have hit rock bottom but still want more out of life. If this sounds like you, you are my people. We are taught not to share our complete selves. So when someone asks us how we're doing, we reply with fine, good, or even great. The honest response should sound a lot more like hanging in there, okay, or not great. We begin to believe the lies that we tell others. And I'm not talking about believing in the sense that we think we are doing fantastic, but instead, we create armor that shields the world from our true feelings. The lies that we live break down our mental wellness. At least, that is what I believe. While my life on the big screen probably seems glamorous, my life is far from that. I am a product of generational trauma and abuse. As a child, I was neglected and never really loved or liked myself. It took me hitting rock bottom to finally get the help I needed so I could heal. I have written this book because I would like to share my healing journey with you. I believe we all have a purpose in life, and I know that we're supposed to learn from one another so we can live out our purpose. I have also learned that mental wellness is part of living and isn't something that can be fixed by reading this book or just talking to a therapist. Mental wellness is a culmination of resources, and being part of your wellness journey is a privilege that I don't take lightly. I want you to learn from my mistakes and realize that you are not alone. There are so many people in the world battling the same struggles and feeling the same mixed bag of emotions you are experiencing. Even though tracing trauma and processing emotions probably feels overwhelming and scary, the journey of mental wellness is worth it. The first step you must take is learning how to love yourself. And that's what I'm sharing with you. How I learned.
Sample complete. Ready to continue?